Okay, well, look over here at two pieces on about Yishmael. At the end of the parasha, we have a section that talks about Yishmael. We have really the parasha deals with, you have the Yishmael. We meet Yishmael earlier on, parasha's Lech Lecha, and when we meet him again, parasha's Vayera. But then we talk about the sign of the Keda. Sarah dies, Yitzchak gets a wife, Avram remarries, Tolos Yitzchak is next week's parasha, and then we have the section over here we talk about Tolos Yishmael. Parashenu Averus Asekas B'maver Shebein Hador Rishon Shalal Avis HaKadoshim Leben Hador Hasheni. This really is this parasha is the parasha which moves from Avraham to Yitzchak. We have Avram dying in the parasha. We have Sarah Menno dying. We have Avram marrying off Yitzchak, preparing him to be the next generation. And we have next week's parasha is Yitzchak. Avram is really, we finished the sefer of Avraham. Ma'avar may Avram Sarah to Yitzchak with Hivka. Tchilas parasha is super of Mrs. Sarah Menno. Super Kaita Nisman Zibig Li Yitzchak. Milam Acheres Kaita Nimna Ador Hakavish. Uchan Lahamshik Adarkim Zalvram Sarah. Then it talks about the Yitzchak of the Rishon, Mrs. Avraham Avinu. It talks about the fact that he died. The Achas Sibra Kfuras Avraham, Terem Yitzchila, Terem Lesabra Minyam Shal Yitzchak, Marchiva, Terem, Tira, Toldos of Shal Yishmael. All of a sudden we have the story of the Toldos of Yishmael. Near me, Devar, Mekilo, Gam Yishmael, Mishtach, Lenin, Ikri, Shal, Pir, Shal, Seinu, Marbar, Shebein, the Bechinas of Ram, the Bechinas Yitzchak, Vadabar, Armad, Ashuri. So it seems to me that the Sibra of Yishmael plays a role in explaining the flow from Avraham to Yitzchak. And there at the end of the parasha, in the last pasuk of the parasha, it says, "Apnei kolachav nafal." Someone like Bela told us Yitzchak, "Lomer shekayipol yishma ba'achris hayomim azay Yitzchak ben David shumitolus Yitzchak." So that's there's going to be this now is playing out a role not for now but in the future. In the future, there's going to be a period of tekufa of Yishmael being in ascendance, and when he falls, then it'll tell us Yitzchak will ben Mashiach will be able to come. But we're being meyachis two things over here. The Yishmael is going to be the one who's going to be the nefila, which should bring Mashiach. A and B, it's specifically the flow is to Yitzchak. Like as opposed to, let's say, to Yaakov, the Sefer is told to us in regards to the element of Yitzchak. So that's what he wants to grapple with. Now, to read all of this inside, I marked up a lot over here. To read all of this inside, it's going to become somewhat burdensome. So let's just maybe talk about the way he wants to suggest it means that Abraham represents the tekufa of before Mashiach comes, and Yitzchak represents in some way the tekufa of Oz Yimor L'Shchok Pinu, Yitzchak Lashon of Shchaik, and the individual which is going to play the role of that step in between to some extent is going to be Yishmael. Okay. So that's what he wants to talk about. So there's a famous question which we could put the morale in, but he basically calls the morale. The morale wants to know why isn't Yishmael included in the Dalai Malchiyus? We know there are four Malchiyus which come up in multiple places. The Medrash says at the beginning of the Parashah, beginning of Bereishis, it says that the pasuk describes that the Oratz Hayisatayu Bavoyu Baruch Mechashal Pnei Sahayim. So, Toyo Vayu, that Choshech Tahayim is referring to the Dalai Malchiyus. Toyo is Bovel, Vayu is Paras, Madai, and Paras and Madai. Yavon is Choshech, and Pnei Tahayim is referring to Eder. You have Ema Choshech Gadol and Fellas Allah by the Priest Ben Besorim. Again, Chazal Darshan followed Malchiyus. Bovel, Paras Madai, Yavon, Paras Madai goes together. Yavon and Eder. Yishmael is not part of the group. If the point is a group which is oppressing Klai Yisrael, So Babel did it in its way. They destroyed the Bais Rishon. Parsimana represents the story of Haman. Yavon is Yavon, and with Chanukah, and then Edom is the final Gula. So Yishmael definitely played a role of oppressing Klal Yisrael. Why isn't it in the Dal Malchus? So the morale depends on page 104, I guess. 104, 105, whatever. I don't know. Whatever number page it is. Next page. Morale says, he gives two different roots in. V'yeshvanam sharele mehechem ramaz malchus yishmol shehi malchus rabsa v'tekifa shuba sheyla zois mashal zog malchus yishmol kilo yechashem akosim raka malchus shekibu malchus kedishin al yonin sheyorshu malchus yisrael b'kechem. Means at some extent they took over Klaus's position in the world. Bavel destroyed some element of Klaisel, and they forced Klaisel out of Eretz Yisrael. They took over. Haman's goal was to eradicate and replace. Yavon's goal was to misyav them, take the Jews and make them into Yavonim. Edom is clearly that, you know, there are two brothers vying for the same position, and they're taking it. So they're getting from Yisrael. V'hemel dal malchus v'imlo shabot malchus Yisrael lo higil hema malchus. So their malchus only came in the bitul. Their dominion only came because the dominion of Christ was diminished. Malchus Shmuel lo yorosh koycha min malchus Yisrael ki koycha b'toik v'nosim l'Hashem Yisbarach b'fnei atzmoi b'shev shohoyim izera Avraham. Hashem Yisbarach omer l'ishmo yishmaticho v'nei nosim l'Hashem Yisbarach koycha b'takev l'ishmo b'fnei atzmoi. Okay. Yishmael was given Avram Davar and Lu Yishma Yechlafanecho. The Bershom says, I'm going to give you a son Yitzchok, but Lishma Yishmaticho, your percussion Yishmael, I've accepted. So this is Terem, there's a Klal Yisrael, before Yitzchok is already born, Yishmael was given some dominion independently. He's not getting it from Klal Yisrael. Okay.
So they can both be strong at the same time, it sounds like.
Correct.
That one, the expense.
Okay, next page, all the way at the bottom. So he's posted, there's a famous piece from Chaim Vital. He said, the Reina Nukhul Hatim Tame Dere Chaim Vital and Itzadas Toy. Shardal Machis Hem Meshulois Elachayus. Okay, this is going to be safer. Daniel had this mara that he saw, and each one of the Dalamachias is represented by a different type of an animal. Mishmel, Yosef ben Avram, the minimal nikra para Adam, uli Adam Gomer, v'nei shemal v'nei para. He's not called a chaya, he's a person. Because Yosef Adam is Sibis, Yosef ben Avram, Yosef skus Ovis, Kamashim Sina, Shemal, Lu Yishmal, Yichol Efenachom, Gam Yosef skus Amila, Kigam, Lisibis, and nikra Adam. Therefore, it's a stronger power because an Adam is a stronger power than a Chaya. So Yishmael is a remez. There's going to be a point where the Russian is going to hear the Klal Yisrael. From all the screams, Klal Yisrael is going to scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu because of Yishmael. That's when the Russian is going to listen.
What about, did Esav not have a Mila? I mean, what is it?
Esav did not have a Mila. Esav was born, the Chazal say Esav was born Adam, so Yitzchak thought that it means he has some blood problem, he has too much blood, so it would be dangerous to give him a Mila, and so he didn't get a Mila right away. Then he said, you know what, I'll wait till he turns 13, just like Yishmael got a Mila when he was 13. When he was 13, Esav refused the Mila. So Esav never had a Mila. But the question is, if the point is, because there's Era Avraham,
so Chusavus, right?
So Chusavus, Esav does have that. So Bir Bamid the Rama who canal Shemachus Yishmael Shanim Yesu Malchus Bezesh Yeshlo Midas Amuna Chesu Yesu Malchus Meshulas Achayus Yishmael Nimshal Adam Kimesh Yeshlo Malas Amuna. She's about to say Yishmael Mal, Kama she's bar the Kamon. She amid a Mesisa the Yosef Shal Tzuras Adam, Kama Shema Chazal, Bachabach Bina Lachas. So he had the Mila of Emuna. So Yishmael has the Mila of Emuna. I put in another piece over here in the back, which is from a It goes to page 113, and there's another one to page first place on the test. So it's mashed, the two points are mashed together. This is a piece from a sefer called Kutras Kol Dor Didofik by Rabbi David Goldberg, that tells Rosh Hashiva. So he has a sefer on Yishmael, on Golos Yishmael. The whole sefer is on Golos Yishmael. So if you do the Arshad Chachma search for the word Yishmael in a different swarm, it'll come up this sefer. You know, then you do it by search by result numbers. This one has, like, you know, 469 times it says the word Yishmael in the sefer or something like that. You know? You can imagine it gets a lot in one page. So he brings over here. The first thing he points over here is that that the difference in Oyev and Asone, Yishmael is called the Oyev, and Esav is called the Sone. Okay, so it's an Oyev. So the Rebbeinu Bachai says an Oyev is called an Oyev because he makes you scream Oy and Avoy. So that's apparently even worse than the Sone. Okay, so on the bottom of the next page, all the way to the bottom. So what's the pshat? Shechatayim shel Yishmael is on page Ayin 68 at the bottom. Yeah, Shechatayim shel Yishmael. How you? You look at Yishmael's chatayim. They're mekachatayim. Like it says, "V'teira sara es ben mihagar mitzvah misachik, lashon abar zora, lashon gili arayis, lashon rizicha, v'yisachu lefanenu." Shekolim es galafilu mashachad v'zora hoya mitzmach v'staiva. There's a sefer which says that even when they did abar zora, it's because they always connected the inyan of znus. V'kimi shesharis ma'itzav hoya mitzmach v'staiva yikar b'yosu the tshuva. Taiva is not a. It's not a. There's a going like this. The going says that whole arichas of the difference between bias rishon and bias sheni. Bias rishon, their emunah was strong. They believed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had taiva. They had things which were pulling at them. There was a taiva for avodah zorah, etc. But yisoido, it was taiva. So therefore, their goal was 70. Because inside they were healthy, so that you look at the first three animals, which the mushal is to there's another measure that says that the four the Torah talked about four animals which have one siman of tahara. They're not kosher, and that's connected to the Dalet Malchus again. He says, but of the three of them are molegeiro, but they don't split their hooves. One of them, the chazir, is the opposite.
He shows himself kosher.
It splits its hooves, but inside. So the matter said that's going to that's because that chazir meyor is referring to Esau. So Edom is the fourth one. We know that every time there's a galus, that's talks about this a lot. A galus. When Kaisel goes to a goal is under a certain nation, it's because in some way Kaisel has left their tamimus, the way they're supposed to be, in a certain type of chait. Therefore, they're challenged to live under a nation who represents that problem. So, if we're in Golos Edom, it means we in some way are connected to the world of Edom, and therefore we're living through a Golos under that oppression. If we're living in the Golos of Paras, we're somewhere connected to the world of Paras, to Bavel, to Yavon, etc. So the Goyin says that the first three, the inside is healthy. They're Molegeir. It means the healthy is inside. The outside, they have problems. So that's why in Bais Rishon, they were very carbon l'tshuva. And that's why the Golos was only 70 years. It says, in Bais Sheni, the outside looked very nice. Right? But the inside was a problem. So that's a problem which lasts a very much longer to solve. That's why Chazal say the Bais Rishon, the problem was Avodah Zarah Gilui Rashi Shuchas Damim. And Bais Sheni, there's no Avodah Zarah Gilui Rashi Shuchas Damim. So what was the problem? They had seen a Schinah. So the Goyim says, that's right, there you got it. These were outside issues. They were doing things wrong. Inside, they were healthy. Here, the problem was they were doing everything nice. It looked wonderful. They learned Torah, they did mitzvahs, an old thing. Inside, there was seen a Schinah. So Yishmael's Yechet was b'yisoyder issue of taiva. It means they had a munah, but they had things that they were drawn to. That's a whole different ball game than Esav, which Chazal said he was kafir beikar. We had all the different things about Esav where he denied the whole yisodus of Amunah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We never find that by Yishmael. Like you find, Yishmael did tshuva at the end. So Chazal makes this whole drasha over here that Yishmael did tshuva. He was able to do tshuva. Later, how you grew, your sishlo hayim mekadosh baruch hu. Like the Gemara says, covered tchias ameis, covered baker, shadows of bechera. He was involved in the vayner of mekadosh baruch hu. Vivas is bechera that we don't find any of the tshuva anywhere, because the Gemara says a person was nimshach leminus. He goes off into the world of denial of mekadosh baruch hu, etc. It's very hard to change. So he brings over here in the bottom the Balei HaTosfos. And Al Torah that Yishmael did tshuva me'avo, so his donors became tzuyas. Says, why did that happen? Tam shalom nafal Yishmael ben Jacob k'moy Esav. Oyer machves tefil hashal Avraham Avinu shispalu b'yuchad al Yishmael. He davened that Yishmael yichtal lefanecho. Chazal darshin yichem yirasecho. Rashi says the Yishmael yishmaticha. Right, so means Avraham the tefillah was that Yishmael should have Yerushalayim. And the merchant says, "Fine, he will have that." So Yishmael never lost his emunah. So he had a problem, he had taiva. But Batsim, his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu was solid. And Avraham the Chazal said that tefillah was niskabel. So that's why you find that Yishmael they're mistaken religion is Islam, which is not a Avodah Zarah. It's not a denial of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not denial of the Yichud of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Whereas Esav, even when they finally had a religion, they had it with Shituf, without. In other words, at best, where is Yishmael's problem? Yishmael's problem is that they have a problem with Rasicha, they have a problem with Snus. They have problems, but Yisoido, they have the year is still there. Okay. She says, Ruchai Mital says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, which Chaim Vital says it's going on Golus Yishmol. Okay. Shalom Amal Tadobi Lulei Hashem Hashayolam Yomar Anma Yisro Lulei Hashem Hashayolam B'kumal Eino Adam. So Kapitel Kukhut Dalad Chaim Vital says without a Kadosh Baruch Hu saving us B'kumal Eino Adam, when the Adam came against us, which is referring to Yishmol because he's called Adam Per Adam Azai Chaim L'unu, they would, if we're not for that, they would have swallowed us alive. He says the goal is not to be mashman us; it's pushing to destroy us. He says because Yishmael acts as a parallel to Klal Yisrael, he doesn't get his kayak like the Ritmaral says from Klal Yisrael. He's a parallel, right? He's coming along and saying, "I'm here, whether you're not here or not, I'm here." So that is going to be. So his goal is not to can make the Klai Yisrael join them. I'm sorry, like the Misyavdim or the Shemad, etc. The goal is push it. We own Eretz Yisrael. Get out of the way. The other one was never really made a taina for crusades. It wasn't so much that they said it's their land. Yishmael comes along and says the Torah. You got the whole story wrong. There never was. They come. There's a New Testament which they say there was Yisrael, but we took over. Yishmael says that everyone's Yisrael. The whole story is wrong. The real Yarish of Avraham was Yishmael. That's their version in the
correct, yeah.
Right. Right.
I heard that.
So they're come along and saying, we are the Adam. We are really the one who represents what mankind is supposed to be. We have the year of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have all of that. And we're not interested in making you join us. We're interested in pushing to swallow you alive. That's what Chaim Vital says. Yishmael shall adore us. They don't. Their goal isn't shmad. They act as connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he wants to suggest the following. It's a beautiful piece over here. He says, this explains the sin of the Bnei Yishmol for Klal Yisrael, which is greater than the sin of the Bnei Yisrael. So he heard Pshat from Rebbe Miller Zatzal. Morris says that the sin that an Amoritz has with Amachochem is more than the sin that a Goy has for a Jew. So what's the Pshat? Says that why is there sina? Why is it that the Russian made that there's a sina between the nations and clients? What's the root of that? Victor Miller is saying, what's the root of that? Because the world has a purpose, and the purpose applies to the Jews and to the non-Jews. And if the Goyim would respect us and like us, etc., they would learn from us. That would bring the world to its final purpose. Because they'd be mechabel, they learn from us, etc. So the Russian put a sina into the world to prevent that from happening easily. That's the nisoyan that the world has. So Dr. Rabbi Miller, that if that's true, Kabbal Karmer between two members of Klaiso, the Amorit, if he would not have a sin into the Talmud Chacham, he learned from him. And he comes to the Tshuva and comes to do the Avodah properly. And since there's a closer connection, to prevent the respect and the learning, there has to be greater sin. So Rabbi Goldberg wants to suggest the Fizeh. The bottom of that page. Mubin Shabram Void Madua Ishmaelim Sedam Son Yosim Ibn Yasa. Because the Ishmaelim are not so right from where we are. So if the point is Umm Israelim should learn from us, so the closer they are, the more the potential they can learn from us, the more there has to be this Sina to prevent them from learning from us. So I don't know if they're great, I have Lahavda, you have this. You have this nation of these idol worshippers in the middle of Central Africa. Like, they don't hate the Jews, not hate the Jews. Like, they're not going to learn from the Jews anyway. So whatever. So they can like the Jews. It's so distant they're not going to
Far East,
right? Right. But whereas Yishmol, because they're that close and they can really respect. And there were stories where you saw that there were individual who looked at Kleisel and saw how much Kleisel understood, and there is a tremendous amount of respect and collaboration in Spain. They have that, etc. But that would have continued, so that the world would not have had the nisoyon that it has to have to get to the final process. And that's why he says the because they're so close in many ways, their amuna is a valid amuna, is a true amuna in many ways. So that causes, there has to be a greater barrier between. That's what Rabbi Goldberg suggests. We're going back to Rabbi Mandelbaum, the first piece. So he does point out this Nakuda. Let's see, in page. Because they're Adam, which means they have them elements of Amuna. So he's. But that being said, he's called Para Adam. He says, "What's Para Adam? What's the point of Para? Why is it called Para Adam?" So Para Adam, sort of rehearsed. He brings a rehearsed over here that all of these words, Parach, Para, with an ayin, Para, Fora, Bora, Bora, Borach, all of them have in common. Lisus becheres lius ben charen. It's the idea of some way creating in an element of independence. So the person is barach, or he expands beyond. He's parah. He just becomes the boundaries are pulled down. It's they all have this idea of creating space for myself. So the word para is ben charen shupata me all adam mechavshim yeshiva. He doesn't undertake the shibudim that he wants to be. So the word anything, the word poruz, prisa, parach, forum, fora, porutz, all of them have this element of expanding beyond limits, just not being controlled. So he's a wild man. He's a man, but he's a wild man. So that's how the Torah describes it. So they have emuna. which that's what puts them a mile above everybody else. But they have this element of being a para. So what happens? He says, when a person is a para adam, and there's this strong desire for being porutz and being limitless, instead of losing their emunah, because they have emunah at some Avraham's tefillah guarantees them emunah, they remake their emunah. They're not their goal is to be do ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They make the quote unquote the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu theirs. So we want to have the killing people. That's what God wants. We want to have women. That's what God. That's going to be our Gan Eden. You know, right? So they instead of so it comes out that Amuna, instead of reining them in, spurs them on to worse because if I'm doing L'shem Shemayim,
it's fine.
There's the Zohar which says that Anshei Shtoyim Roy Mechatoyim L'shem Oed. He says Anshei Shtoyim Roy Mechatoyim because they were L'shem Oed. They did everything L'shem Shemayim. The worst people are the ones that ever does everything L'shem Shemayim. Right? Once if you're doing something wrong, or you're doing it because you have a sheet out of it, those are the worst.
You're fine with it, right?
Right, See, he adds this nakud over here that there was the pros, the wild element didn't rein in, didn't lose the muna, but the muna is not able to rein them in. So then the muna becomes more of a problem because you can be spurred on by muna. If it becomes a shita, and the shita a muna is something which is emes because there's Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not just by believing communism and idealism, it's based on what's going to stop it. So they're coming from that they have an innate, intrinsic connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which they did not have to get from Klai, so they had it on their own. It's a very powerful thing, but that's what fuels them. Okay, so what does it do with it? How does the hemshech of the parsha? Okay, so who was the person? Go to page 112 on top. So they come and they say they have a right to Eretz Yisrael because they have the Kach of Emunah, which is the Zchus B'moed Akir Hashena. The Kach of Emunah is what gives you Eretz Yisrael. They came with the Kach of Emunah. I remember once after the Islamic Revolution in Iran. So Khomeini was giving some speech about the Zionists, etc. And he was saying that we're going to win over them because we have bris mila, and some of the Jews don't do mila, and we keep sneis, and the Jews don't keep sneis, etc. There's a whole list of things, etc. And I remember the Shiva Chaim Stein, Zichel Lebracha, was extremely agitated. And I remember we had a conversation. I think it was a small group. We were meeting. We were learning with him. And Moser Hashkova, I used to have a seder with him like once a week. And he was very, very nervous. And he said he's trying to make a kitrik against us in Shemayim. It's not just Tom rhetoric. He's trying to make a kitrik against Klaizel in Shemayim. That the school service is because of the Mila. We have Mila better than the Jews. There's a Zohar which says that. They claim they have Mila before we had Mila, they have a right to Eretz Yisrael. Right, but they're coming because a taina that they have a certain intrinsic connection to Kedusha and to Muna. So they were right there to Israel. See, he's trying to make Kashrik against us. That's what he said. What's the fight against them? The fight against them is Yitzchak. What's Yitzchak? Okay. Hareh Manlo said on Mahalakha Gula Bim Sos Ishmo, but the worm is coming Lenin, like this. Ishmo Mashal Limnoyas is so many lakhs of the arts. You overcome them, the last lakh of Shaymon of Tukuma Mitzidenu, like the morale says like this. Mitzaratum Shayisrael, Ain Kayak Lem Klap, Vain Ezelem Mitzaratum, Klaisel is not able to do it on their own. Kedomru, the Malo Nimmer Nun Be Ashrei, Nashiyesh, when the Pelotan shall send Yisrael. Sunni Yisrael over here is a euphemism for Klai Yisrael when they've done a virus. So Klai Yisrael is going to fall, they're done. There's no way to get up. So Rirkin says, they're down, they're done. In their Tzitzel, they say, they'll get up. Okay. So what does it mean? Can li so mitzaratzim mishum mitzias klad. Yes, Kaisarazim fell, they're done. They cannot get up on their own. That's it. There's not full of Saisiv Kum, you can't get up. Hashem is gonna pick us up. So it means that we're only because we're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem l'chol anafdim. Kiyav mitzad atzam. This is all mukhanim l'nafilo. Kumakam Hashem yisbaruch Hu amakayimam. And the gives them the Hashem makayim nimsoim kula amakayim asim b'prat. Lo yikin hot yonoy from kula. Okay. So it comes out that the schus of Klal Yisrael is only because Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. The person who represented that element of Avodah was Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the element of Yira is representing that you're totally, you have nothing of your own. Yira represents the gap. The gap between the Kodesh Baruch Hu of mankind is so far that what are you? You're nothing. Rambam, in the beginning of Besod Torah Perek Beis, we talks about the mitzvah of Av and Yira. Av is the feeling of the Hakaras HaTorah, we have the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he gives us so much. And we stop and think about how unworthy we are of that, because the gap between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the creator, the intrinsic existence of a creator, and all the nothingness of very afela ushrela, I'm a creation which is dark and lowly. If they kill Tamim Deus, I jump backwards. That's Yira. Yira is the awareness of how little we have. So the year Yitzchak was the meter of year, which is the mitzvah of the meter of understanding that we got to get it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't get it on our own. So it comes out that the vehicle to overcome Yishmael, who comes with Teres Atman, that they have a right, because they have this Kayach of Amunah, etc., the vehicle is that we have to overcome it by saying that we recognize that we don't have a right. It's only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us. Then we'll get it. I mean, that's all Niska Lagula, who rock in Niska, the son of the Kinis Yitzko, commercial Mazel, Edel Yellow, Yagamo, Yasab Roman, Mr. Godol, Lassus, Sulu Zikam, Yam Shagot, Yigbo, Kessel, the Zarosha Yitzko. And that's why the Gemara in Shabbos says that the final Gula is going to be that the Bershom says Yitzko's going to make a deal with Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll take responsibility for advice. The final Gula is Miskus Yitzko. So we read some Adrego, Oyoz Lon Yitzar, Lachriach, Mimbachutz. But if we don't get that to ourselves, the Rosh can bring up a Yishmael to be married to Klai so that you can't do it on your own. There's no way you can do it on your own. Now, little daskim nashenu hu, kolor shall tell him tikvaseinu b'karchus tiviyim b'yitzim shal karchus b'yitzim yadi reidomer zev yigrim lahaksik yadayim shal Yishmael. If we try and go up against them with their kayach, we will not be successful. And that's going to be the nafabalist Yosef Kum. We zeicha that if we taka recognize that we don't have the ability to do it, we need Kodesh Baruch Hu to do it, then kum b'shalas yisro. Very powerful piece. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean you don't do Ishtadlus. It doesn't mean that you don't try. But it means that after everything is said and done, after you did your Ishtadlus and you try, you recognize that it's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you really have no ability to do it yourself. Right? It's, you know, my political commentary from all sides, right? What do they call that, right? You know, the more something is absurd and it's ridiculous, the more it makes you realize it's not normal. It's not natural. Right? If you wonder why in the world you have this United Nations of the world, and the only thing they can basically discuss intelligently and on a constant basis and agree on is that they hate the Jews. Like, what does that tell you? Right? That's the Russians doing that, because it's not logical. Like they said, like, you know, the Israelis are, you know, they're human rights issues. Like, you know, you have this fellow over there who's butchered a million people, and he sits on the council. You know, like, like, what does that tell you? Are the people there idiots? Are they fools? No, they're intelligent people. The answer is that's not the purpose of the purpose of the whole thing is to say to the Jews that you don't belong. And the answer is that the Jews don't belong. And our problem is, like, we don't belong. We don't fit in this world. We have no ability to exist in this world. Right? The famous line they have that in West Point, you know, they start, the part of training the students there is looking at great battles in history and seeing the different things, you know, learning different techniques and strategies. They don't study the Six-Day War. So one of the students said, well, a war of miracles is nothing to study. Right?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. Right? But when Christ comes and says, we won because we were so powerful, like, you won because God's made you win. Like, you know, like, that's the point. Calls when we keep saying that, we're never going to win.
Right.
We recognize it's all b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make any sense. And we can't do it on our own. But now the Saudis are supporting us. You really think the Saudis are supporting Israel? Like, all of a sudden, all the Wahhabism and all the things is gone? Right now, for this moment, you know, Arabs are not known for sticking to alliances in any long-term.
That's true.
What?
Any long-term solution.
Right.
That's true.
So, as soon as, if they would, first of all, the Arabs, Saudi Arabia, were very happy that the Israel should be the ones to fight with Iran and get all the missiles from Iran, and then when that's finished and Iran is done, then they'll shoot their missiles at Israel. Alliance. You know, third world countries are now allying. You know, now there's like three of them, which are, you know, we're changing the tide. Like, hello, right? The world doesn't like us. America doesn't like us. You know, America thinks we're in many ways we're a problem. Russia doesn't like us. China doesn't like us. Everybody tolerates us at best. And if we would use that as a vehicle. Right. So Baruch Hashem, at least there's some people, like, you know, there's some people which are very least explicit about what their thoughts about the Jews are. You know, Iran is very good at it. Death to the Jews. You know, that's like, you know, they're very explicit. You know, you know. America is not so obvious. So, but like, I get very nervous sometimes. You know, there's. There is a concept in the Torah, Lama Tisro, why are you making yourself visible? The Masara in Klai Yisrael in Europe was Tzadlonus, was very, very, very low key. Don't push it. Well, we have rights and we have to demand our rights and we're just good to everybody else, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you know, they're having these lawsuits, you know, and these things about, you know, the Arab, and, you know, like.
Lawsuits for the Arab, what are you talking about?
Jackson, if you ever travel to Lakewood, so you go up the turnpike and you get off on 195 east, and you have two choices. You either go until the route 9 south, straight into Lakewood, or you can get off a few exits before that, a place called Jackson, and drive from Jackson into Lakewood, through a county line. So there's this little town called Jackson. So Lakewood is expanding, so Jews move into Jackson, and they put up an Eruv. And the city pulled out some ordinance about putting things on local poles. You know, it's making it look bad. Like, ever seen the Eruv, what they do, put up on an Eruv pole, you know, what it makes it look
bad? Maybe, I don't know.
You know why you never...
It's barely visible.
It's not visible. Come on.
Okay.
You don't even notice that it's there, right? So, and then they found, of course, there's tapes of the anti-Semitic, anti-Orthodox rhetoric, etc. So it's again against a scandal. So right now, the state of New Jersey has made a lawsuit against the Georgia state of New Jersey made a lawsuit against Jackson for the anti-Semitism.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
What?
Okay, I didn't know that.
So you know, and then you know, we have all of the Jewish things running on as like a secondary, you know. Signers onto this lawsuit. Like, just the, you know, if New Jersey wants to sue them, let New Jersey sue them. Just keep your mouth out of it. Just stay out of it. It's not the Jews' role to be starting. We are going to force our rights on Goyim in America. You'll win the battle, and you're going to lose the war. Right? Low key. Reb Heinemann, you know, told me he holds it, you know, but it's much walking through the streets wearing a talus.
He didn't do that. He told us once before.
Yeah, no. You know, that's a statement. We feel that we have a right to be here. And we, you know, but the guard don't think like that. Who would think he is? Like, walk around wearing his prayer shawl in the middle of the street. Yeah, you do wear it. So you wear it under your coat. You wear it under your jacket. It's a problem, you know. But we have this attitude that we can demand. That wasn't the mahalos. There's talking. There's convincing, etc., but pressuring and pushing, and you know, because we demand, we have rights. Like, you know, a very scary thought process. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's Kavu Chermer, Bemelusha Kavu Chermer. This was part of the issue which we grapple with. Was when the one of the challenges you have with the Balfour Declaration was they pushed for it. We have a right, just like every other nation, we have a right to have our place. It's there's more Torah taking place in Eretz Yisrael than ever took place, and there's more, yes, and what would be without it, I don't know, etc. But that doesn't mean that the automatic reaction to that is when the Jews start demanding they have a certain right to something, there'll be automatic pushback that they don't have the right. And there's been probably, I don't know, I'm not a big student of history, but like the immediate response of you don't belong here, and it's lasted for 100 years. And it hasn't abated at all. It's gotten worse. And whereas maybe once upon a time there was X amount of nation, like now the vast majority of the world believes it. That the Jews are the interlopers in Israel. Like, what happened to history? Like, you know, don't you see it? What archaeology. Oh, so the Arabs could go onto the Temple Mount and smash up 400 truckloads of earth full of remains of the Bayasheni. And nobody says a word. Like, what does that tell you? It's like, it's mind-boggling. We went to the sifting. You ever went to the sifting project there? They have a sifting project. The Arabs built an underground mosque on the Temple Mount about 10 years ago.
An underground mosque.
They took bulldozers, and this is all archaeological site. They took bulldozers and they bulldozed it because they want to destroy any vestige of any indication that there's anything there. And they dumped the dirt. So eventually the Israeli antiquities got rights to go sift through the dirt. They have a sifting project. You can actually go and do it. You can sit there and you can sift through the dirt and see what you find. We did it. We were there a year and a half ago in the summer. We came out with mosaic tiles from the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. You're holding the mosaic tiles of the Beis Hamikdash in your hands. We were there during the 9 days. That's just a great thing to do in the 9 days. Like, your mom is holding Beis Hamikdash in your hands. And this is what 400 truckloads they took out of that. They found that morning, they found an oil lamp fully intact. You know, it's like they find coins. The world says nothing. The world couldn't care less. Any other piece of antiquities like that, there'd be an uproar in the whole world. How dare you damage this? You know, it's the base of Mikdash. Everybody believed in it. Nah, the Jews, it came here 100 years ago. There's no Jews before that. We've been here all the time. Like, you know, the whole world believes it. What is it screaming? It's screaming this. The Jews wake up. We say, no, we keep fighting back. We belong here. And you talk to people in the face. It's like, nobody hears you. But we step back and say, you know what? The message is that the world recognizes that we don't really belong here, except for the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would accept that statement, it says that when we've joined the world of Yitzchak, we'd overcome Yishmael.